drill. Oh, it's about to go crazy in here. Because I don't need somebody playing church. I need somebody that will be the church. Because when I get down on my knees, I need to Shabbat God, and I need to Kada God, and I need somebody that will partner with me. Don't play church, be the church. Slap three people, tell them, leave me alone. I don't know who I'm talking to, but Lord, leave me alone until I love myself. Because until I love myself, I can't really love nobody else right. Now, sometimes I want sex, but it don't mean I'm ready for commitment. Sometimes I want somebody to touch me, but I don't understand they need to speak into me. Because until I get myself right, I'm not going to be no good to nobody else. So, Lord, you know me better than I know myself. And don't you hook me up until I'm ready for somebody.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings, this is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
We want to welcome you to New Scholar Baptist Church. Whether you be in present or will you be social media, we say thank you for joining us this morning. We are so happy that God gave us new mercy this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even though the sun is not shining so brightly outside, but it's shining brightly in here. Amen. Amen. If we'll stand to our feet, we would that everyone would give your offering and tithe as you come in the door, but if not, we'll do it during another time. And if you want to wear your mask, you can. It's not required, but if you want to wear it, go right ahead. I see a few more walking. Our time is not our time, no way. Amen. If you just stop where you are and bow your head, please. All wise, thou art God. Father, we come, dear Master, as humble as we were taught to come, O God. Father, we come, dear Master, with thanksgiving in our hearts, dear Lord. Father, we come, dear Master, for saying thank you for being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we know, dear Master, that you're the only true living God. And Father, we say thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, dear God, for watching over us while we slept and slumbered all last night, oh God. Father, we thank you, dear Master, for touching us with the fingertip of love this morning, oh God. And our eyes flew open to a new mercy that you have given us, oh God. Father, we thank you for it, Lord. Father, we thank you, dear God, for each and every soul that's in this house today, oh God. Father, we ask thee, dear God, a special blessing upon everyone, oh God, in the way that you see fit, oh God. Father, you promise, oh God, that you will supply all of our needs, oh God, according to your riches and glory, oh God. And Father, we say thank you, Lord, because we know that you are true in your word, Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we ask thee, dear God, to let the service be that which you want it to be, oh God. Father, let the singing, dear God, just show glory to your name, oh God. Let it not be done for no side, outside fashion or show, oh God, but just to lift and praise your name, oh God. Everything that is done in this house, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the little one, oh God, that's coming this morning, oh God, to be baptized, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for it, Lord. Father, we ask thee, dear God, to let her to be continue to be blessed and just taught of your word, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Father, we don't know, oh God, what we'll be doing, dear God, when you come for us, oh God. But Father, we know, dear God, that we want to be ready, oh God. We want to be ready, Lord. Bless each and every one, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. Feel so bad, I thought I would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last so long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright.
Won't he do it?
Take me there again. I just call on Jesus, my friend. Gets me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, the last time. I know, I know, I know. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
You know that's a lie.
You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out. It's only his grace.
Won't he do it? Yes, he would. So I trust him at all times.
You see what the enemy had planned for my downfall turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at you fast and hard, there's only one thing to come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time. I know, I know, I know. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fight your battles when you think I wonder how you sleep at night. You know that's a lie.
You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out.
blessed assurance. Jesus is mine.
All right, Bob.
He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time.
Yes.
Washed of his spirit.
Yes.
Born of his blood. And what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. So I trust in God, my Savior, one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior. All is at rest. I know the author of tomorrow has ordered my steps.
Yes.
So this is my story. And this is my song. I will be praising my risen King and Savior all the day long. So I trust
in God.
Believe and seek Jesus while you can still find him, while you can still find him, while you still have time. I sought the Lord
and he heard and he answered.
And he heard my cry.
pretty sure there are so many needs all over. And the word of God lets us know that let your request be made known unto him. And Jesus said the other day that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. And one of the epistles tells us to pray without ceasing. It just showing you the importance of prayer and how that we should have a prayer life. We should have a relationship in our prayer with God. It's nothing else like praying to God for your own self. That's the connection that every believer should have. So we're going to pray. Eternal God, our Father, everlasting unto everlasting, we come unto you, Lord, and we lift up thy name. We know that there is no other one that we can call on, Lord, the only true and living God, who is the living word, who is the word of life. We come unto you, Lord God. You are the giver of life, oh God. Father, we just want to honor you this morning, Lord. We honor you right now, Lord God. Take out just a little time, Lord, just to look unto your holy name, Father. Your name is holy. You are holy in all your ways, Lord. You're so holy that you cannot look upon sin, Lord God. That's why Jesus, Lord, he had to forsake. You had to forsake him, Lord God, for a little while, Lord God, that he might atone for our sin, Lord God. And in him there is no sin, Lord. Lord, we lift up every need this morning, Lord. Every heart this morning, Lord. Every soul this morning, Lord God. Unto you, Lord God. You are our creator, Lord God. And we worship you, Lord, in the beauty of holiness, O God. You said in your word that you are spirit, and they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. For your word is true, Lord God. We confess our sins unto you right now, Lord God. Through the precious blood of Jesus, we ask that you would wash us even now, Lord God. Make us clean, Lord God. Thank you for the Canada and went in the water in your name, Lord. We pray for her growth, Lord God. Pray that she be nurtured in your word, Lord God. And she grow in the grace of you, Lord God. Thank you for her parents, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Let them train up in the admonition of the Lord, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us right now, Lord, in a mighty way, Lord God. You know what we are going through. You know what we are going through, Lord God. You know what we've been through, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Help us to hold on to your unchanging hand, Lord God. We pray that you give us, oh God, endurance, oh God. The spirit of endurance, oh God. No matter what we are going through, Lord God, you said in your word, there is no sin that's common to us, oh God, whereby you would not put no more upon us than what we are able to bear, Lord God. But with the same temptation, you give us a way out, Lord God. We know that we have a way out, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you're doing right now, Lord. Thank you for you're not doing it yet, Lord God. We are still here, and you still have a purpose for us, oh God. Thank you, Lord. You say you're the author and the finish of our faith, Lord God. You will complete the work that you have started in us, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Lift up our pastor right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to crown the head with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. Speak through your flock, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We lift up our mother, Lord God. Just continue to hold on to her, Lord. Protect and shield her, Father. Encamp your angels around her bedside, Lord God. Speak peace, O God. Speak, O God, in the mind, soul, and spirit, O God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every family, Lord God. We pray for our children near and far, Lord God. We pray for all the young people, Lord God. So much going on all over the world, Lord God. But you're still in control, Lord. You still have everything in your own time, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. So much to pray for, Lord God. But we don't have enough time just to pray for all the needs, oh God. But I'm so glad that you're a sovereign God, Lord God, that we all can pray to you at the same time and can you hear every need and meet every need. You say you should supply all our need according to your riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus. So glad that he's been here already, Lord God, but he's coming back again. And we want to be ready when he come back, that we'll be able to go home with God. Praise your name every day. For it's in Jesus' name we ask and we pray. And the church say amen.
Thank you. because I've been so faithful, not because I've been so good. You've always been there for me to supply my every need. You were there when I was lonely. You were there in all my pain, guiding my footsteps, shelter from the rain. And it was my dearest dad.
Our Father God Almighty, in the precious name of Jesus, we come before your presence right now. Thank you, dear God, for our early rising this morning. We ask you, dear God, that you remember these names that we bring before you even now. Ms. Hester Summers, Ms. Exeter, Lillian Bell, and D.M.A. Carter, and Richard Gilbert Jr. Please, Lord, we ask that you act on them and show forth your mercy even unto them, even right now, dear God, because they're relying and there's a need in their life for you right now. We ask you, dear God, that you come to their rescue and deliver them according to your word, dear God, that you told, you say, whatever we ask in your name shall be done unto you. And Lord, we just thank you right now. We praise you and we honor you in Jesus' precious name, amen. In all obedience to God Almighty, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, which keeps us until Jesus come back and receive us even unto himself. We thank God for all the ministers of the gospel, all that's present here today. We thank God for all of you today because you've been what God wanted you to be, and you're striving to be better people in Christ Jesus. And that's all we can do is just humble ourselves before God and then seek him daily. Search for him. Acknowledge him in everything you do. Confess all your faults one to another in Christ Jesus. And let the Lord secure us and let us be according to his purpose. Not our will, but his purpose. If we can stay in the purpose of God, we're going to make it. You don't have to look back over your shoulder or doubt or nothing. We're going to make it if we stay according to the will of God. Today we're going to look in number one Psalm. Very first Psalms in the Bible that speaks to me first, then to you all. And I thank God for that, that the first partakers of the bread is a man of God. And he got to digest it into his system before he feeds you with the bread of life. And I'm just thankful to God for that today. From the very first Psalm. And it says this, and I want you to all understand what this word is saying. We're going to try to make it plain as possible. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We thank God for you may be seated. If you're strong in Christ, help us, Lord. Walk thereby, for he wants you to walk upright. He made you in his likeness and his image. Your walk should supersede the walk of the non-believing council. Now, here in the scripture, the council that we was talking about, that was the people that was over the whole priesthood tribe. They was the people that even over the high priest and the council of the ungodly. It's the high court of the Jewish nation, composed of 71 priests, scribes, and elders. This council presided over the high priest. The council accused Jesus of blaspheming, but didn't have the power to put him to death. And we had terms in here, scornful. That means to laugh at, and listen good, to make justice or make fun of the council. The scripture here tells us very plainly, you are blessed because you're walking with God. You're blessed because you're walking with God, not according to the counsel of the world, counsel of Jewish tradition. You're walking with God. See, a lot of stuff, we hear a lot of stuff, even in the church, it's Antichrist, but we don't even know and realize it, it's Antichrist. See, the Bible tells me, blessed is the man that walketh, what? Not in the counsel of the, in other words, you following believers now. You ain't fooling with non-believers now. There are times where we get together and unify ourselves together, where we all come to one accord and we call on God and he gonna deliver because we of God's preference. We doing what God want us to do and not what somebody else predicting and giving us to do. See, on earth, we got rules all over the earth. Sometimes we don't keep none of them. Sometimes we break every rule on earth. And then we throw the Bible and push it on the sideline. And we say, I'm smart enough. I know how to do this. But I'm telling you, what we need to do today is walk in the counsel of God, not in the counsel of the ungodly. It's in the standing way of sinners. God help us. I got to do all I can to teach in a way that I don't run nobody out of the church, that I don't afflict nobody with everybody here done something wrong at some time. I can't get up here and preach down and preach at people, try to bring up your back history, and that ain't my job. My job is just give you the word, straight word, just like it's come out the Bible. And see, sometimes we stand in the way of sinners. Sometimes people want to give their life and come to Jesus, but we so acting so holy until they be scared to come up because too much power sword seemingly up on them. So they don't want to come because they don't want to be made ashamed. And we as children of God, we got to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You got to know how to address every situation there is. That's why the Bible said many are called, but few are chosen. You got to have people that got love and patience in their life. To teach people, you got to come to their level. I can't stand on top of the roof and teach you inside here. I got to come in where you are. Whatever you overcome with, I got to bring it to you, bring it to your remembrance that you can withstand the wiles of the devil. He said, no, sit in the seat of the scornful. Up, you know, scornful people that find faults at every gesture. If I remember him up saying something and I do this, that's a gesture. That means I ain't pleased with that. He wrong or she wrong, they out of order with man, not God. Because I don't care how you nod your head with God, it's still going to be right. And we got to keep that in mind. But we got to support one another. And whatever you get up and say, even if you're a little bit off, I don't interfere with you then. I give you a moment to get it straight. And then I just bring to you so-and-so scripture, say this, Pastor. That's the way we handle things in God. You don't just get up and start blibbing off at the mouth because somebody said the wrong thing or said a little off note. You don't get up and do that. This ain't the counsel of the God, but it's the counsel of the ungodly, where we jest to give gestures and all that kind of stuff and turn our head, roll our eyes at somebody else in the congregation when somebody up speaking. The Bible tells me be quick to hear and slow to speak. If you hear the whole summer of the matter, you can make the right decision. And you ain't gonna offend nobody. But he said here, he said, a godly man can avoid evil performed by evildoers and will not be led by them if we are led of the Spirit of Christ. I say all the time, the Spirit of God is subject to the prophet. The Spirit of God is subject to the prophet. The Holy Spirit came to seal us and protect us until Jesus come back and receive us unto himself. What we do a lot of times, we put too much stuff up on our own self. If you got the Spirit of God living in you, you are able to overcome circumstances, evil, conception and all. You can overcome that because he already empowered you. In other words, what I'm saying to you, when you got the Holy Spirit, you got Jesus' life living in you. His life is living in you, his own fire inside of you. And every time you lean too far one way, it reminds you on the spot. But sometimes we want to go a little further. We want to start dictating instead of meditating. If you meditate on the word, you're going to have the mind of Christ. But when you dictate on the word, you're all about self. You're all tied up in self. But this is what God was saying to us. And he went on to say this. He said in 2 Corinthians 7:1, said, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You got to walk in the perfection of God. We got to walk in the uprightness of God all the time. I don't care where you're at, on your job, in the church, wherever you're at, you got to walk in the perfection of Jesus Christ in order for you to mature and grow. See, I hear people say all the time, it ain't about many. If we can get 10,000 people in here, that's God pleased with that. I don't care how big the congregation is. If the people walking in the ways of God, you please the Lord. Somebody say it's just a few. Yeah, it's a few dedicated people in the church, all churches. But you know what? He wants the whole church to walk upright before him. He don't want just a few people. He ain't pleased with a few people walking upright before him. He wants everybody to walk upright before him. And the Bible tells us to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We got to get Christ's mind. We got to do what God say. I don't care what I say. If I'm not scripture, you don't ignore me. I'm telling you, as a pastor, ignore me because I'm out in left field. And you don't want to go in left field with me when you know the word. You know the way. God wants us to be real in whatever we do. And he went on to say, the man that walk not in the counsel of unrighteous, say, his delight is in the law of God. And this law does he meditate day and night. Now, listen to this good. You got to want to be like Jesus. You got to first have the desire in your heart to be just like Jesus. Now, how, Smith, can I be like Jesus? I got to read the word, study the word, meditate on the word in order for me to be like Jesus. Because if you don't have a diagram of him, you can't draw him. You can't live by him. You got to be just like Jesus. When he made us, he made us from an image, his own image. And everybody heretofore that grew up, we're in the image of God. Now you say, if you made an image of God, why you mess up? Because the flesh take over all the time. The flesh start round up and you give heed to the flesh. And the flesh, it don't please God. Never the spirit of God please God. And he say here, his delight in the law of the Lord. I hunger and thirst after the word. I desire to have the word every day. I desire to be taught in the word. I desire to teach the word. In Joshua 1:8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and day and night, that thou mayest observe and do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. If you stay in the word, David says something, I've been young and now I'm old. Never have I seen what? The righteous forsaken of God's seed do what? Begging bread. God gonna take care of his children. That's a covenant promise, even from the Old Testament. He said he's gonna take care of his children. And he can't lie. We'll lie sometimes, but God cannot lie. And we need to know that. Everything the word says, he fulfilled it in himself. And he went on to tell us, and we need to hear that. We need to hear all that he have told us to do, and we got to go do it. And he said that I'm rejoiceful in studying the Bible. Study to show myself approved unto God, a workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. When I read it, I got to keep reading it and keep reading it and keep reading and look at it, observe it, meditate on it, that the understanding of the mystery of God will come inside of me and that I can transfer it outside of me and that we all be on the same page. I ain't supposed to be standing here like I'm the dean. I know everything. No, I'm supposed to be in the midst of you. And we're supposed to be workmen together with Jesus Christ. I don't look for no notoriety. I was a little boy, I was famous. I've been famous ever since I was a little bit of boy. So I don't need no notoriety. I need Jesus in my life. I need him to be strong in the power of his might living inside of me. And then I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be good. He said here, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth is going to prosper. Lord, God help us. We can grow if we desire to grow. If you want to be like Jesus, you can grow. Let me say this. We always talk about this, that, and other, why this and why that, and why this ain't happening, why this is happening. If we submit our will to God and submit to the Word of God, read the Word of God, search the Scriptures every day, and live by what the Scriptures say and not what I want to say and not what I believe, but live by what the Scriptures say, we're going to grow and prosper. I hear people say all the time, the church don't grow no more. Why it don't grow? Jesus said to grow and prosper and be in good health and everything. It's because of us. We holding the church back because of our ideas and opinions instead of going by what the Word says. We got to get out of that tree. It's going to fall on us and hurt us. So we have to make sure this tree, and God planted a tree by the rivers of water. Watch this. In that river, that stream of water got all the proteins, everything that we need. And every time that water flow by, which represents the Spirit, water represents the Spirit of Christ, flow by, all the nourishment hit the roots of that tree and grow through the whole tree, and the tree going to produce its fruits in a due season. Sometimes trees don't produce their fruit when it's time. I wonder why they ain't made no flowers yet. Time for it to make them, and they ain't made none. Something out of place. Something out of place. The churches don't grow no more because something out of place in the church. We ain't on one accord in the church. We ain't praying in the Spirit in the church. We praying about self. We praying about emotion. We praying about who prayed the best. Who dressed the best. Who the tallest. Who the shortest. That's why we don't get nothing. You got to pray the things that pertain to God. We got to lift our voice up to God and learn how to live with one another, talk with one another, submit to one another. When they're in position, you submit to them. Whoever they are, if you're over me, I'm going to have to submit to you. I don't care if I'm pastor or not. I got to submit to you. You're over me, presiding over me. I'm going to submit to you because that's what God told me to do. Because I'm pastor, I got to run. I never thought that way. Yeah, because I'm pastor, I run everything. No, we come together. We work together with Christ. If we can't work together, we ain't no church. You ain't no church you can't work together. And you tell me that I can't work with so-and-so. Why you can't? Why you can't? God gave you the authority and the power to work with enemies. He told you to love your enemies. And if you love the enemy, you can work with them, because all you can do is watch them, be watchful over them, and don't do what you got to do. We cop out too much. I hear people saying something happened and we address it. No, God gonna fix it. No, he ain't. Lionel Smith here to tell you today, God ain't fixing nothing no more. He had to fix all that he was gonna fix. 2,000 some years ago, he fixed everything need fixing. And then he commissioned us to go do the same thing he did and keep it fixed and keep it functioning according to his will. And we are called God intending to go to the jailhouse. It's already commissioned for us to go to the jailhouse, go to the hospital, go see the sick and the shedding. And it's already told us to do that. But we'll get on our knees and say, Lord, go by the hospital. Go by the jail. He already there. He already there. He wants you to go there. We do a lot of copping out now in the gospel. We know it, but we cop out. We got to do these things. The commission been given to us, Matthew 28, been given to all of us, not just the preacher, everybody in here. He went on to say, the righteous should be like a tree, fruitful and flourishing, studying daily to replenish your soul with the strength of the Word of God. And the closer you draw unto him, the more power the Spirit of God willing to give you victory with. The Holy Spirit, we govern by the Holy Spirit. You can call God and Jesus all you want, but the Bible says the Holy Spirit is here with us. And I believe it without doubt. And the Holy Spirit is here with us today. It lead, guide, and instruct us into all ways of righteousness, all ways of truth. The Holy Spirit governs us. When we pray, we're supposed to pray in spirit. And I ain't talking about no tongue. Pray in spirit. In a secret closet. Get off to yourself. You don't have to go in the closet, bathroom, and play a prayer. You can pray it right in here. But make sure you're focused on Jesus. Make sure whatever you're asking, you focus on there. You ain't got 20 different things in your mind praying all that. Sometimes we get up and pray. We pray for the whole church. And the prayer is just bouncing. You need to be committed to whatever you pray. And everybody in here praying for one for another. And God still hears. He still hears us. And he's going to come to our rescue because that's his commission. That he gonna do that. And he went on to say, not that I desire a gift from God, but I desire the fruit that may abound in your account. God, if we doing something, whatever we doing, and we ain't producing no good of it, something wrong. Something wrong. And the choir sung so beautiful this morning with a few of them up there. And I'm gonna say this. To them, if you ain't committed to singing, we can just get up there and just holler. That's what I hear people say. It ain't about the voice. What is it about? God loves sweet melody of harmony according to what I read my Bible. You got to be exact. Got to be tuned in right. Every voice got to blend together. And you got to rejoice in what you're singing about. You can't, everybody ain't Lee Williams. He just stand up and sing 23 minutes. Lord, you've been so good to me, and don't move a limb. I don't know how he do it, but he do it. But what God wants you to express yourself in your song, what he done for you, what he done for us, where he brought us from, and where he's going to take it. We have to have the assurance to know that God going to take me where I need to be. And we just got to love him. Love him. We got to love him. Now he goes on to say, the ungodly are not so. I like the shaft that the wind drives away. God help us. In the book of Job 21:18, it said, the ungodly are as stubble before the wind and the shaft that the storm carried away. When you ain't connected to the vine or connected to the moisture of the earth, you just sitting on top of the earth and you don't have no foundation. When people are always telling you what the scriptures say, you got to do this, you got to do that, you ain't anchored. You got to have that for yourself. You got to be anchored yourself. You got to plant yourself in Jesus Christ. And when all these winds of doctrine, everybody said, do it like this, do it like that, that's silly. Do it like the book say. Do what the book say. We're going to be judged by things written in this book, according to the knowledge I have about it. So what we have to do it like the Lord say do it. I want to be planted so deep, I don't care what come against me, I'm still going to stand. Everybody here ought to want that. I don't care how hard the wind blow, how lies come against me, how this, that, and other say this about me, the little secret cliques and all that. I want to be able to stand and smile. I ain't guilty. I'm a purveyor. I'm the Lord's son. I'm of the royal priesthood. I'm under fire. I'm what God called me to be, and no more. And I'm going to stand. And I'm going to stand. And we're not going to have no back-to-back words, because Jesus ain't never talked back to nobody. Never. And he never will on this earth. So we, as disciples of Christ, we got to do what the words say only. We got congregations, we got demonstrations, we got the people that run the church, board of trustees and all that. Now, that's what we put together, board of trustees. God had nothing to do with no board of trustees. He put the pastor and the deacons to run the church, the head of the church. And all these other boards and stuff, they come up so everybody have a little something. The deacon want to be a big dog. The preacher want to be a big dog. The usher want to be a big dog instead of just being a dog. Just be a dog. But we like to shine too much.